Good Monday morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. One person was killed and four others were injured after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd outside of a Golden Bar early Sunday morning. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said the 29-year-old driver and passenger faced charges. Bouncers at the Rock Rest Lodge broke up a fight between the suspects and some of the victims prior to the attack. Citizens of the Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Lakota tribes arrived at the base of Mount Evans after a week-long prayer walk from the site of the Sand Creek Massacre. CPR's Paolo Schalsita explains the 250-mile trek was part of a push to rename the mountain.
Colorado's 14th tallest mountain is currently named after the governor who incited the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. Connor Ryan, a professional skier and Lakota citizen, brought a prayer staff to the summit as part of the ceremony.
What this is all about is healing that history that stems back to Sand Creek and not forgetting about those people as we find a good way to move forward.
A state panel will begin the official process to rename Mount Evans later this week, including taking recommendations. I'm Paolo Schalsita, CPR News.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and Fort Collins is the latest place in Colorado to officially recognize the holiday. City Council members unanimously designated the day at a recent meeting. The city is home to many Native American tribes and a diverse urban Native community. Events and celebrations in Boulder, Denver, and around the state will also mark the occasion. FEMA is awarding Colorado another $3.4 million to help pay for the cost of the Marshall Fire. The State Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department and Colorado's Fire Prevention Agency will roughly split the money and use it to offset money spent on firefighters, equipment, and disaster recovery efforts. So far, FEMA has given more than $35 million in total aid for the Marshall Fire. You're listening to CPR News.